Our I'm an American series has introduced us to local people from a variety of backgrounds who shared their stories of their racial and ethnic identities. And as they've opened up, WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter Taryn Powell has asked how the label American fits into those identities. Today, our series continues as she talks with a local East Indian woman.
Bella Suresh Rungta is a woman of many titles. She's a published author, a clothing designer, and she's also the Pfister Hotel's current narrator in residence, which means she tells the stories of guests, staff, and visitors of the hotel through blogs. But Rungta's own story is one about becoming confident in her identity to become the woman she is today.
Looking back, I didn't know who I was. And really, to sum it up, I think that probably had to do with being Indian, but not being raised in India, not even being born there, but having parents who are Indian, and then moving to so many different places. And as kids, most kids, all you want to do is fit in.
Rungta is East Indian, but she was born in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. When she was a kid, her family immigrated to the United States, living in Ohio for a while, then in Texas.
Back then, when my parents immigrated, the wisdom was not to teach your children the language of their culture. It was to teach them English. And so my parents really felt like that was the only way for us to succeed.
So she grew up speaking English. But she says that deprived her of a real connection to her Indian roots.
I was lost in terms of not really knowing who I was. But I don't know that I knew that at the time. I think I just felt like I was like any other kid struggling to figure out who I was and having the normal insecurities that kids have. But I definitely was trying to find a place for myself and trying to fit in. And it wasn't until years later that I realized that I was just trying to fit into something and somebody I wasn't.
What happened years later? Well, she took a trip to India as an adult that she says helped her get a better understanding of where she came from and what it means to be Indian.
And somehow accessing my Indian family on my own terms, it allowed me to look at my life in America and realize how fortunate I was and how being raised a woman in America specifically, how many more options I had, one of the most important being that I was able to make this choice to go back to India for 6 months.
Rungta says everything she is today began on that trip, and that being American helped make that possible.
Being American allowed me to go back to India and be Indian. They coexisted. And I think, ultimately, that is the gift of living in a country like America, for me specifically. Mm-hmm. That ability to make the choice to bring those two cultures together and find a space that feels authentic to who I am and also honors my history and my ancestry.
Rungta continues to honor her Indian culture here through henna, a form of body art from ancient India that she enjoys in her free time and that she incorporates in her clothing line. She also does so through the Chai at the Pfister series, where she makes the tea for guests and offers conversations over a cup if they're interested. She says both remind her of the best parts of her visits to India and keep her connected to that part of her culture. She says for those listening to her story,
I hope that my story makes them want to ask somebody their story and that they're not afraid to ask questions that maybe they haven't been taught to ask or they don't know how to ask.
Rungta says when you ask those questions freely and without assumption, folks are typically more than happy to answer. Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for Race and Ethnicity Reporting is provided by The Doman Company.